Complete Services.
Is Eric in by chance?
No, I'm sorry, he is not. Can I take a message?
Do you know if he's going to be getting into the office today, or is he just kind of in and out?
Yeah, he comes in and out, so I can't say if he'd be in today or not.
Yeah, that's fine. You might be able to help me out then. I'm trying to follow up here on some financing that the business did with Stearns Bank. Is there maybe an office manager or a controller there I might be able to speak to?
I can help you with that.
Okay. My name is Tyler. I'm actually calling with Cardiff. We had extended a pre-approval here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was based off that borrowing history there with Stearns, but it looks like we got you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just wanted to see if Eric had received it, kind of what plans he may have going forward that we might be able to help him out with. Do you know if he received it yet?
Would it have come in an email?
It was sent direct mail there. It was about 2 weeks ago, so it may or may not have hit his desk. So this is kind of our first time reaching out there. I just kind of wanted to see where things were at there.
I have not seen that. So it would have come, come through the mail. I would have seen it before it went to his desk, but I haven't seen anything like that.
Okay. Do you know if Eric maybe mentioned any like equipment or maybe projects he was going to be looking to tackle here in the near future with fourth quarter?
Not to me, no. But that doesn't mean he's not doing that. So. So you, Stern Banks, you finance with Stern Bank, or how does that work?
I'm calling with Cardiff. We're actually a private business bank in San Diego. We basically had extended the pre-approval there based off the borrowing history you had with Stern's Bank. It's just the most recent UCC filing that you guys have there. So we like to align ourselves there with people that have a good borrowing history and a good credit pass, I should say.
Okay, I see. Well, I can leave your name and number if he, is interested in give you a call back.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he has like a voicemail or an email there, whatever kind of works best there for him.
I don't have a voicemail for him, but I could give you his email to send him some information.
It'll just be a summary there of the offer, and then it'll just be my contact information so he can reach back out that way if there are any interest or questions.
Okay, his email is Eric, E-R-I-K, @thecomplete.co.
Thecomplete.co.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll put together an email here, and like I said, it'll just kind of summarize the offer, and it'll have all my contact information. Do you mind maybe just passing along a note, just so he knows I called and to look out for that?
Sure.
Perfect. Just let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
My name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Okay.
And I'm calling with Cardiff, spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
Okay.
And my direct dial is 858-252-1496.
Okay.
And like I said, if you just let him know to look out for the email, it'll summarize all that. And that's my direct line, so that'll take him right to me if he is interested.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate the help. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.